When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go.
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. It's getting pretty colder in the UK now, and I can especially feel it in the morning when I wake up. During these cold mornings, most of us just want to stay warm under the covers and carry on sleeping. Unfortunately for many of us, that isn't an option because we have commitments and it's also highly unproductive. That's why it's really important that we build up as much positive energy in the morning as we can so we can feel good throughout the day. So in today's discussion, I want to talk about some of the things that I do so I can ensure that my morning is packed full of good vibes. You may find some of the things beneficial and want to incorporate them into your own routine so you too can get off to a good start in the morning, just like I do. However, you may have to manage your time to ensure that the routine works for you. Right, here it goes. So the first thing I do when I'm out of bed is head towards my window, open the curtains and try and gaze out at the natural light. Although some mornings can be quite gloomy here in the UK, especially during the winter, there's always natural light available. According to some articles I've read in the past, it's actually known to be good for your health. Bright light also sends a signal to your brain that it needs to wake up. Plus, sunlight triggers the release of our happy hormones, dopamine and serotonin. So if it's a bright morning, even better. Now, while I'm there, I'll spend a minute or two thinking of three things I'm grateful for. If you believe in the law of attraction, you may know that the more you count your blessings, the more blessings you'll have to count. This is because gratitude is a high vibrational state, but to truly enter this state, you have to actually feel thankful. The easiest way to achieve this is to imagine your life without the thing you're being thankful for. For example, if you name your job, then think about what life would be like without your job. It might mean little money, which would then mean that you'd be living in a smaller home, or you can't afford to pay your bills or pay for your children's expenses. By thinking like this, you'll show more appreciation for what you have and realise how many troubles you've managed to escape. Now, I know sometimes life can get tough, but there's always something to be thankful for, even if it's just waking up that morning. Depending on what position your window faces, it can be quite awkward. There have been times when I've been staring out and people have walked by and looked at me like I'm being weird. But hey, if you smile, they might smile back, which is extra positive. And if they think you're creepy, there's no love lost, just keep it moving. So by this time, I'm usually feeling pretty good already. The next thing you can do is down a big glass of water. I do this before brushing my teeth, even though it initially grossed me out. I do this because I follow a Japanese method. I've linked this in the show description for those who are interested. It's got great health benefits, so I'll let you have a read in your own time. The important thing here is to hydrate yourself in the morning to keep your body and mind functioning properly. We lose a fair amount of fluid during sleep, so get the water down you early on in the day. When I switched to this habit, the first thing I noticed was that I felt much more energized and a little sharper in the mornings. That's instead of feeling sluggish and not quite with it. Now, I absolutely love meditation. It's such a vast topic that I'd probably need to make a separate episode to discuss it in detail. I try to meditate twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening. My morning meditation will usually occur after I've showered and will last anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes, depending on what I have going on. The simplest way to meditate, without doing it in the traditional style, sitting in a lotus position, is to do this. Get into a comfortable position, either sitting on a chair or on the floor, with your back straight, and then take a deep breath in, and then breathe out. While you do this long and controlled breathing, focus on your breath. It doesn't matter if other thoughts pop into your head. Simply bring your awareness back to your breathing. If you find it hard to focus on your breath, try this. Count one as you inhale in your mind. Count two as you exhale. Count three as you inhale. Count four as you exhale. Go to 10 and then start again. By doing this, you'll be forced to keep your focus on your breathing. Because this style of meditation is fairly simple, you can do it anywhere and at any time. If you don't find time at home, you could practice it for a short time at your desk when working, or even whilst you're walking. So, a lot of people do exercise or stretching in the morning, or they practice yoga poses. I personally don't exercise till the evening, but all these things are great and can put you into a physically meditative state because you tap into the present moment. You end up focusing on the movements and not necessarily your worries or any stress that you have. Furthermore, being active gets the blood flowing around your body and releases those happy hormones. Which leads me to my next habit. I turn up the vibes. I have my morning songs and these are great for stimulating the brain and getting you in a good mood. Personally, one song I listen to every single morning is by Michael Jackson, and it's Blame It on the Boogie. Now, a lot of people don't expect me to have that song on my playlist, but it just gets me in the groove. And talking about groove, if you can dance along a little, even better. Remember, being active is good. And if you feel like you're a terrible dancer, it doesn't matter. You can go all out while no one is there. You may actually make yourself laugh in the process, which is great for the soul. Anyway, after I've made a fool out of myself to my favourite feel-good tracks, I take a very short moment to set some intentions and visualise the day ahead. So, for example, if I have an important meeting in the day, I close my eyes and play a brief scenario of the meeting going well. I try and use all of my senses to make it feel very real in my mind. So, I might imagine what one of the other people in the meeting is wearing and the temperature in the room. Meanwhile, I tell myself that the meeting is going really well and everyone is engaged in the conversations. I repeat it a few times while I'm holding the scene in my head. I find that what we tend to visualize deeply will materialize in our life. All these things really set the tone for the day ahead. I feel good, so more good could come to me throughout the day. You've probably noticed that I haven't mentioned breakfast here, but that's because I do something called intermittent fasting, where I only eat between 1 p.m. and 9 p.m. I've been practicing it for over 4 years now, and you can Google it to find out the benefits. However, if you do have breakfast, it's important that you have something healthy. Smoothies, fruit, and protein bars, shall I say, are all fast options that provide a big vitamin punch. So that's pretty much it, really. These are the main things I do which help me start my day with good vibes. Feel free to try them out and see if they make a difference to your morning, as they have done to mine. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.